Global Governance Advances, Divided UN to Adopt Migration Pact, by Simon Kent on December 10, 2018. A conference to endorse the controversial United Nations Pact on Global Migration has opened in Morocco, defying a string of international withdrawals led by U.S. President Donald Trump. The 32-page Global Compact for Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration was finalized at the UN in July after 18 months of talks. It will be formally adopted at the start of the two-day conference in Marrakesh led by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. President Donald Trump was the first to pull out of the pact last December, declaring it a direct challenge to national sovereignty. He said, "Migration should not be governed by an international body unaccountable to our own citizens. Ultimately, the only long-term solution to the migration crisis is to help people build more hopeful futures in their home countries. Make their countries great again." Mr. Trump's move roiled both the mainstream media and globalist leaders. Since then, Australia, the Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, Hungary, Latvia, Poland and Slovakia have also walked away. Australia leaves UN Migration Pact, won't risk hard-won border control success. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, November 21, 2018. The U.S. on Friday returned to the issue and labeled it an effort by the United Nations to advance global governance at the expense of the sovereign right of states. The leaders of Spain, Greece, Denmark and Portugal are set to attend and back the vote, although French President Emmanuel Macron is sending his Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs as he deals with the yellow vest protests at home. Belgium's Liberal Premier Charles Michel won the support of Parliament to back the accord, but he was left leading a minority government on Sunday after the Flemish Nationalist Party said it will quit his coalition over the pact. Belgium is among a group of seven nations described by the UN as still engaged in further internal deliberations over the accord, with Bulgaria, Estonia, Italy, Israel, Slovenia and Switzerland also falling into this category. The UN Special Representative for Migration, Louise Arbour, on Friday scolded those nations which have decided not to sign the compact. She said, "There are many different issues at stake. Economic, to maximize the positive effects of migration on economies of host countries, on countries of origin, on the migrants themselves, on communities which receive them." Hungary attacks UN Migration Compact for attempting to legalize illegal immigration. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, November 24, 2018. Asked why there has been backlash over the 32-page document, Arbour told AFP, "Talk on migration, for a very long time, has always focused on negative aspects, in the media. In conversations, there is a lot of emphasis on irregular migration, talk of illegal migrants." AFP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.